This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hey, you beautiful people, welcome back to another great episode of K-Drama Time with Vinvi. I am going to briefly talk about episodes 13 and 14 of The Devil Judge. Before I even continue, The Devil Judge has just two episodes left, 15 and 16. I hope you're not going to rush it. I just hope you are not going to rush this drama because there are so many things for them to unfold, and I'm thinking, how do these people intend covering everything in just two episodes? How? And why can't I predict the ending? Why can't I predict it? King Gang got me angry at the end of episode 14. He was being too soft. You don't get soft with demons, with the devil. You don't. He was being too soft. He went to his fault, Kang Yohan's trial with the press conference. I don't know what's going to happen in this episode 15. But, like, on the preview of episode 15, I saw something like Kang Yohan for president. What is happening? That's what I'm saying. I don't know how these people want to, you know, round off this drama with just two episodes left, unless there is a second season. And if there's a second season, yes, my hands is raised. I'm such a funny person. Like, right now, I'm actually raising my hand. Because Team Kang Yohan forever! Like, I don't mind seeing Kang Yohan. This drama is so different. It's very different. These two episodes, 13 and 14, is so bloody. Like, they really killed off some of our favorite characters. Even, I wouldn't say favorite, but like, they were good to watch, like nice to see on screen. King Yohan, right hand guy, that's his guy, the guy that has been working for him, that fine guy. Kim was named Jung Soha, and her assistant killed him. That death was terrible. And another painful death is that of Yoon Soo Han, that's Gaon childhood friend. And just imagine, they already, I'm spoiling it. Why am I spoiling it? That's why when I review Devil Judge, I don't like talking. I don't like going overboard talking, because before you know, I just start talking, spilling everything, spoiling everything. But it's not my fault. If you're a fan of The Devil Judge, if you currently seeing The Devil Judge, you can't just keep your mouth shut. You'd want to talk. You'd want, because it's so different. Okay, after they just agreed to date after years of being besties, that their childhood friend, then they killed her. This Kim Min Jung's character, Jung Soha, she's very annoying. She is so annoying. I want Kang Yohan to deal with her the same way Vincenzo dealt with, you all remember that lawyer, I can't remember her name again, to see how terrible she was. And Kang Yohan already promised her a slow, painful death. That's what I want for her. She's so annoying. And the politicians, the leaders, the president, their character disgusts me. And to think of it, like, most leaders are actually like this, so selfish. They all care about themselves, money. It's their character just disgusts me. I can't wait for 15 and 16. I want to see what happened next after Kim Gaon disrupted Kang Yohan's life court show, where, like, he was, Kang Yohan wanted the public, asked the public to vote to electrocute that president. Well, I don't even know what to call him. I don't know what to call that stupid boy. He's one annoying character. Like, so many characters in this drama, and they are so annoying. I don't even want to go on and talk. They are so more annoying than Penthouse characters. You know, like for characters to be more annoying than the Penthouse character, you can see how terrible they are. I don't even want to go on and on and talk about it. But episode 14 is one bloody episode. We witnessed two deaths here. 13 and 14, we witnessed two very sad deaths. I cried. I cried for the both of them. But they didn't deserve to die. They all die in instead of, you know, the people they were helping. Kang Yuan's guy died instead of him. Kim Gaon's childhood friendship, her death. No. I'm done talking. Just go see it. I'm patiently waiting for 15 and 16. Then that's when I can open my mouth and spoil it. Like, when reviewing episode 16, 15 and 16 of the Devil Judge, I will spoil everything. Talk. But I just hope they don't plan rushing it. Two episodes is too small to uncover things. There are so many things for them to uncover, so many people to deal with, so many things. I hope there's a season 2 of The Devil Judge, and it's also doing well in rating, so they should consider making a season 2. So thank you very much for listening to my review. I'm not going to talk too much. I've talked for over 7 minutes right now. Okay, I know this is not like a full review, just like a rant, because I'm angry. The characters here are annoying me. Like, they are, my blood is boiling. I'm so pissed. But go see The Devil Judge if you've not already seen it. It's such a wonderful different drama with good cinematography, good picture quality, sound, soundtrack. Like, everything is on point. The fashion, the life court, everything. I so much love it. All right, I will see you in my next review. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe to my podcast wherever you're listening from, and follow K-Drama Time on Vimvi on Instagram. My personal Instagram page is Vimvi_. Everything I'm going to put in the description section. So bye, Team Kang Yuan forever. Kang Yuan. 's for listening to K-Drama Time with Vimvi. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.